Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Commerce Bank Shares, or CBSH, as it's listed on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Commerce Bank Shares is a regional banking powerhouse based in the U.S., operating primarily in the financial services sector with a focus on banking and wealth management. They've carved out a solid spot in the industry, serving both individual and business clients across several states. With thousands of full-time employees and a decent market cap, they're not a small player, but they're not exactly a household name like some of the big national banks either. So, let's dive into what makes this company tick, where they stand today, and whether they're worth a spot in your long-term portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's talk about what's been happening with Commerce Bank Shares lately. From the news front, there's been some buzz around their recent moves to strengthen digital banking offerings, which is a smart play given the industry's shift toward tech. There's also chatter about their steady performance in a challenging interest rate environment, something that's been tripping up other regional banks. Performance-wise, over the past year, they've shown resilience with moderate gains, though they've lagged a bit behind the broader financial sector in the short term. Over the past month or so. But over a five-year horizon, they've held their ground, which is promising for us long-term investors. Now, let's break this down further with a full SWOT analysis to see where Commerce Bank Shares shines, where they stumble, and what's on the horizon. Strengths, solid financial foundation. Let's start with the good stuff. Commerce Bank Shares boasts a strong balance sheet. Their current ratio and quick ratio are both healthy, indicating they've got the liquidity to cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. This is huge for a bank, especially in times of economic uncertainty. Consistent profitability. Looking at their income statements, revenue and net income have been pretty stable over recent years. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industry, showing they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a good chunk of it as profit. Cut attractive dividend yield. For those of you hunting for income, their dividend yield stands out. It's a nice perk for long-term holders, and with a history of paying out, it signals confidence in their cash flow stability. Strong return metrics. Their return on equity and return on invested capital, ROIC, are impressive compared to industry averages. This tells me they're using shareholder money efficiently to generate returns, which is exactly what we want to see. Weaknesses. Limited geographic reach. Now, let's get real about some of the cracks. As a regional bank, Commerce Bank Shares doesn't have the national or global footprint of the big players. Their revenue is heavily tied to specific regions, which could hurt if local economies take a hit. Valuation concerns. Digging into their price-to-earnings ratio, it's on the higher side compared to the industry average. Even the forward PE ratio, while slightly better, suggests the stock might be priced a bit rich for what you're getting. For value investors, this could be a red flag. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting. They've got some leverage on the books, and if interest rates keep climbing or economic conditions worsen, servicing that debt could eat into profits. Short-term underperformance. While they're steady over the long haul, their performance over the past month and 3 months trails the sector. This could signal some operational hiccups or just tougher competition catching up. Opportunities. Digital transformation push. Here's where things get exciting. The news highlights their focus on digital banking, and that's a massive opportunity. As more customers move online, banks that nail the tech game can grab market share. If Commerce Bank Shares keeps investing here, they could pull ahead of slower competitors. Interest rate environment. With rates still in flux, their ability to manage net interest margins could be a game changer. Banks often thrive in rising rate environments if they play their cards right, and their recent earnings call transcripts suggest management is laser focused on this. Expansion potential. There's room to grow their footprint. Whether through acquisitions or organic growth into new regions, expanding their presence could diversify revenue streams and reduce reliance on current markets. Strong free cash flow. Their free cash flow yield is solid, giving them flexibility to reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or even boost dividends. This kind of financial wiggle room is a big plus for future scalability. Threats, economic slowdowns. Let's talk risks. As a regional bank, they're more exposed to local economic downturns. If the areas they operate in face job losses or recessionary pressures, loan defaults could spike, hitting their bottom line hard. Competitive pressure. The financial sector is cutthroat. Bigger national banks and fintech upstarts are eating into market share with better tech and broader services. Commerce Bank shares needs to keep pace, or they risk losing customers. Regulatory risks. Banking is heavily regulated, and any tightening of rules could increase compliance costs or limit their operations. This isn't unique to them, but it's always a looming threat in this space. Interest rate volatility. While rising rates can be an opportunity, they're a double-edged sword. If rates move unpredictably, or if the yield curve flattens, their net interest income could take a hit, as hinted at in recent earnings call discussions. Now let's tie this all together with a bit of perspective. For you long-term investors, Commerce Bank shares offers a mixed bag. On one hand, their financial stability, consistent profitability, and dividend yield make them a safe bet in the regional banking space. I love that they're pushing into digital banking. That's forward thinking and could pay off big time. But I've got to be straight with you. The high valuation and limited geographic reach give me pause. If you're looking for explosive growth, this might not be your pick. However, if you're after steady returns with some income on the side, they're worth a closer look. Keep an eye on how they manage debt and whether they can capitalize on expansion opportunities in the coming quarters. As we wrap up, let's zoom out to the bigger picture. Commerce Bank shares has a lot going for it as a long-term hold, especially if they play their digital and growth cards right. But the risks tied to economic conditions and competition aren't going anywhere. My advice? Do your own deep dive into their latest moves and keep them on your watch list. We'll be tracking their progress right here at MarketSnap, so stay tuned for more updates. Don't forget, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus the full SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Commerce Bank shares as a long-term play? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.